And greetings, friends. Welcome to Tomorrow's World program, where we tell you what's really going to happen ahead in your future and your life. Events specifically prophesied in the Bible are speeding up, and the end of this present age is fast approaching. Not the end of the earth, but the absolute end of this human society as we have known it. Can you truly understand the events that lie just ahead? Can you properly prepare your life and your family for what is absolutely destined to occur? Stay tuned.
Tomorrow's World presents Roderick C. Meredith, Richard Ames, John O'Gwen, bringing you the good news of your future in tomorrow's world. This week, Roderick C. Meredith discusses the end of the world. And now, Roderick C. Meredith.
My friends, approximately one-fourth of the entire Bible is prophecy, yet most churches say virtually nothing about this vital portion of the inspired Word of God. And Jesus Christ told us to watch these prophetic events and to take action. Go get your Bible. Please, check up on me. Don't believe me. I don't ask you to believe me. You believe what you read in your own Bible, because I'm going to tell you about the end of this world and what is going to happen in your future. And it is absolutely destined to occur. You will see. You will see it in the headlines of your paper. You will see it on the television news, the radio news. It will be a future roadmap for your life. You need to understand. Turn to Matthew chapter 24 in your Bible. Here is Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, telling us what lies ahead. Matthew 24, verse 3 in your Bible. As he sat on the Mount of Olives, his disciples came and asked him privately, "Tell us, when will these things be? What will be the sign of your coming, the second coming of Christ, and the end of the age?" He didn't say the end of the world, but the end of the age. And Jesus answered and said to them, "Take heed that no one deceives you." That's the first thing he warned them about. False preachers were supposed to come right away, which they did. "For many will come in my name." Now, this is Jesus talking. He didn't say these guys would come in their own name. He said they will come in my name. He said they will come in the name of Christ. And they did, of course. "And they will deceive many." Not a few, many. "And you will hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you're not troubled, for nation will rise against nation, and then kingdom against kingdom. And there will be famines, pestilences, and earthquakes in various places. All these," Jesus said, "are the beginning of sorrows. Then they will deliver you up to tribulation and kill you, and you will be hated by all nations for my name's sake." At the time of the end, my friend, there's going to be a great false church, a great Antichrist rise up, as we discussed last week on this program. But there's also going to be a true church of God, the little flock, and it is going to be persecuted. "And you will be hated by all nations for my name's sake," Jesus Christ told that church. Notice verse 14, "And this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in all the world as a witness to all the nations, and then the end will come." This work that you're hearing from right now is described right here. We don't preach a gospel just about the person of Christ. We preach His message, the gospel of the coming world government, where Christ will return as King of kings and Lord of lords to rule this earth. And that's the message that the Bible is filled with, of course, and that's certainly a very, very important thing to understand, beside the fact that Jesus is our Savior, of course, but He's also our Lord, our Master, and our coming King. Notice verse 15 now. "Therefore, when you see the abomination of desolation," Jesus said, "spoken of by Daniel the prophet, standing in the holy place, whoever reads, let him understand. then let those in Judea flee to the mountains. Yes, a tremendous event is going to happen that we're supposed to watch, an abomination of desolation. Now notice verse 21, for then will be great tribulation, such as not been since the beginning of the world until this time, no, nor ever shall be. Those are strong words. Nothing like this has ever happened, or it's going to happen again. And unless those days were shortened, notice, no flesh would be saved. But for the elect's sake, those days will be shortened. That's your future. That's what's going to happen. The world is going to bring itself right to the edge of human annihilation, and then God will send back His Son just in time. My friends, you older folks, as I do, perhaps remember Little Boy, the first atomic bomb which totally destroyed Hiroshima, Japan. Their world, for those people, was never the same again, even if they survived. So weapons of mass destruction have always been used, and these kinds of weapons will be used again within the lifetimes of most of you. You need to understand. The Bible makes it very clear. Please turn now to Luke's account of this same prophecy. Luke chapter 21, verse 10. Then he said, nation will rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom, world war, and there will be great earthquake in various places, and famines, lack of food, yes, right here in North America. I know that's hard for you to understand, but your future holds famine, and you need to understand that and watch these events over the next 7 to 17 or 25 years or whatever. Probably a lot less than 25 years, my friends. These things are going to begin to happen within the lifetimes of most of you, and I can't give you an exact date. God does not give us dates, but He gives us things to watch, and you need to watch and pray and understand. So notice, famines are going to come and disease epidemics, and there will be fearful sights and great signs from heaven. Fearful sights here is from a Greek word which means terrors, and that certainly includes terrorism. Yes, it was predicted right back here by Jesus Christ. There's going to be terrible things, terrorism, on a worldwide scale such as the world has never experienced. And that is beginning to happen even as I speak. Notice verse 20 now. Jesus said, when you see Jerusalem surrounded by armies, know that its desolation is near. My friends, Jerusalem has suffered terribly down through the centuries, but at the time of the end, it's to be captured once more by Gentile forces, and the poor Jewish people who suffered so much are once again going into captivity. In verse 22, these are the days of vengeance, that all things which are written may be fulfilled. Yes, all things. That's quite a statement. But all the major prophecies of your Bible are suddenly going to begin happening like a domino effect, one after the other. And this world is going to be shaken, such as it's never been shaken before. All these things will begin to take place. But woe to those who are pregnant and to those who are nursing babies in those days, for there will be great distress in the land and wrath upon this people. And frankly, that's a dual prophecy that I've explained before. It refers not just to Jerusalem, but to the entire house of Israel. Prophecies that are described in detail in Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, Daniel, Hosea, and elsewhere. But this terrible situation is going to begin to come, and wrath upon God's people. And they will fall by the edge of the sword and be led away captive into all nations. And Jerusalem, the city I visited a number of times, many of you have been there. He's not talking about general things. Oh, Nostradamus talked about some great things here and there. Vague things, when you look into what these Mother Shipton's tales are all about, and Nostradamus. God's word is specific, my friends. There is a great creator who guides the rise and fall of nations. And that God is speaking to you now through His word. He says at the time of the end, Jerusalem will be trampled by Gentiles until the times of the Gentiles are fulfilled. And there will be signs in the sun, moon, and stars, and on the earth distress of nations with perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring. And then verse 27, they will see the Son of Man coming in clouds of heaven Yes, this is bringing us right up to the second coming of Christ. You can't place this back some other time. It fits right now at the end of this age. Jerusalem, taken captive once again. This is your life. A number of you have visited the city of Jerusalem. That city is once again going to have to be taken into slavery unless people there, and frankly over here in the United States and the British descended peoples, something similar is going to happen to us, because God rebukes and chastens every son he loves, and he has given us magnificent blessings, and we have not appreciated those blessings, and we're getting to every foul, rotten debauchery that you can imagine, degeneracy in our sexual habits, our habits using drugs and liquor and everything else, and God is not unaware of that. We need to return to the God of creation, the God of Abraham and Isaac and Israel, or these things will affect us. And they're going to affect us, frankly, unless there's a tremendous repentance, such as this nation, or the nations of the Western world, have never experienced. Do you believe that kind of repentance is coming? I hope it is, but I very seriously doubt it. So you have to prepare for what God says here is going to happen. Now turn to Zechariah. Zechariah chapter 14, verse 1. Behold, the day of the Lord is coming. My friends, this day of the Lord is a time specifically talked about, using that terminology or something similar, all through your Bible. About 30 different times, God talks about the time of the Creator's intervention in human affairs and calls it the day of the Lord. Your spoil will be divided in your midst. I will gather all nations against Jerusalem. The city will be taken, the houses rifled, the women ravished. Half of the city will go into captivity, but the remnant of the people shall not be cut off from the city. Then the Lord, this is the Lord Jesus Christ at his second coming, will go forth and fight against those nations as he fights in the day of battle. And in that day his feet will stand on the Mount of Olives. How could Zechariah know 2,500 years ago that the city of Jerusalem would still exist? How could he know that it would be a divided city, though, at the time of the end? We all need to realize that a very real God inspired these prophecies. Think about it. Picture this ancient city of Jerusalem. These things are going to happen to that city. Picture the multitudes, both of Jews and Arabs, living there today. But the Jews in Jerusalem are destined for captivity. And God's word is sure. This will take place just before Christ's second coming. I invite you to write or call for one of our most popular booklets we've ever produced, 14 Signs Announcing Christ's Return. This booklet lists 14 specific events which must take place before Christ's return. And we prove this from your Bible. And it'll help you understand world news and what lies ahead in detail. It'll make your morning news much more interesting. When most of these events begin to happen, you will know what lies just ahead. You will absolutely know that the end of this very society is near. So call or write today and request 14 Signs Announcing Christ's Return. This booklet is a vital key to help you understand current events. Write or call now and request your free copy of 14 Signs. That's all you need to do. Just ask for the booklet, 14 Signs. Call now.
This informative booklet is yours absolutely free. No cost, no obligation. If you call this toll-free number, 1-800-934-5579. That's 1-800-934-5579. Or send your request to Tomorrow's World, P.O. Box 3800, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28227. With this offer, you will also receive your free subscription to Tomorrow's World magazine, full of timely articles and unique insights on today's important issues. Tomorrow's World magazine keeps you up to date with world trends, Bible prophecy, and the very meaning of life itself. Tomorrow's World. Call now.
Now back to our topic, the end of the world. We were in Zechariah chapter 14, my friends, talking about the fact that Christ is coming back to this earth and is going to come back to Jerusalem to the Mount of Olives. Zechariah chapter 14, verse 1. Behold, the day of the Lord is coming. Your spoil will be divided in your midst. I will gather all nations against Jerusalem. The city will be taken, the houses rifled, the women ravished. Half of the city will go into captivity, but the remnant of the people shall not be cut off from the city. Then the Lord will go forth and fight against those nations as he fights in the day of battle. And in that day his feet will stand on the Mount of Olives. Christ is coming back to this earth to solve the terrible problems where man is about to destroy himself. Cosmicide. Notice verse 9. And the Lord shall be king over all the earth, and in that day it shall be the Lord is one and his name one. Christ will come back as King of kings and Lord of lords and rule the nations of this earth. Not up in heaven, but on this earth. Turn again to Matthew chapter 24, verse 15. Therefore, when you see the abomination of desolation, Jesus said, spoken of by Daniel the prophet, stand in the holy place, whoever reads, let him understand. Do you understand? Let's turn back to the book of Daniel and pick this up. Turn back to the book of Daniel now, my friends, and understand a little bit more about what lies ahead in Jerusalem and for the entire earth, because it affects this earth more than most realize. Turn to Daniel chapter 11 and breaking into the story flow in verse 31, you will see, as many scholars recognize, that now he's suddenly jumping to the time of the end, and this prophecy talking about Antiochus Epiphanes, who came about 170 years before Christ, was a type of the coming beast power, who's going to cooperate and work right with the Antichrist, which we discussed last week. Verse 31, forces shall be mustered by him, this coming beast, and they shall defile the sanctuary fortress. Then they shall take away the daily sacrifices and place there the abomination of desolation. At the time of the end, a terrible abomination is going to be placed in Jerusalem, probably right on the Temple Mount. The ancient dictator Antiochus Epiphanes was a type of this final beast power, and he did that to a very limited degree. Those who do wickedly against the covenant, he shall corrupt with flattery. But the people who know their God shall be strong and carry out great exploits. And those of the people who understand shall instruct many yet for many days, and they shall fall by the sword, flame, captivity, plunder. Many of God's people are going to be persecuted. And then many will join them by intrigue, and those of understanding shall fall. Many even in God's church are going to fall to refine them, purge them, make them white, until the time of the end, and that's where we are today, because it is still for an appointed time. Then the king, here's this coming beast power described in Revelation 13, which we discussed last week, and he's described again in Revelation 17 and elsewhere. Then the king shall do according to his own will. He shall exalt and magnify himself above every god. He shall speak blasphemies against the God of gods, and shall prosper till the wrath has been accomplished, for what is determined shall be done. He shall neither regard the God of his fathers nor the desire of women, but in their place he shall honor a God of fortresses. This coming dictator who is going to rise up across the sea is going to develop an absolutely awesome high-tech Star Wars military force way beyond anything that's ever been conceived before by mankind. And my friends, you need to recognize and think about that. This is an awesome force the Bible is talking about. He's going to worship a God of fortresses and a God his fathers did not know. And he'll honor that with gold, silver, precious stones. The whole national treasury of many nations in Europe are going to go toward this powerful military force. Thus shall he act against the strongest fortresses with a foreign God, which he shall acknowledge, the God of fortresses. Satan the devil, of course, is involved, and advance his glory, and cause them to rule over many and divide the land for gain. At the time of the end, all right, we're at the time of the end, this guy will be living now. He's alive today somewhere on this earth. And over the next few years, at the time of the end, the king of the south shall attack him, And the king of the north shall come against him like a whirlwind with chariots, horsemen, many ships. Yes, all kinds of things. They couldn't use the names for them back here in the ancient Hebrew, but they described it in essence, a powerful high-tech force such as never been conceived by man, and with many ships, and will enter the countries and overwhelm them and pass through. Then the final battle of all human history occurs. It shows here in verse 44, news from the east and the north will trouble him. Therefore he'll go forth with great fury to destroy and annihilate many. And he, this coming beast power in Europe, shall plant the tents of his palace between the seas and the glorious holy mountain, yet he shall come to his end, and no one will help him. Yes, the great God will intervene. Christ will come back and crush the armies of this earth in a way they've never been crushed before. And Christ then will be King of Kings and Lord of Lords. So we need to understand the Chinese-Mongolian forces fighting, of course, will be absolutely massive, but it will end with Christ's intervention just before Cosmicide. My friends, as Jesus said, and we saw in Matthew 24, all flesh would be destroyed if God did not intervene by sending Christ back to this earth. So watch for this series of events. And finally, watch for the abomination, some terrible pagan thing being done or set up in Jerusalem, probably on the Holy Mount. Watch. Notice Matthew chapter 24 again. Once again, let's go to Matthew 24 and turn here at this point to verse 15. Then you'll see the abomination being set up, Jesus said, and then those in Judea were to flee. And we have to be prepared ourselves, as the rest of the Bible shows, all true Christians, frankly, to flee. Revelation chapter 11 talks about it, the woman having to flee into the wilderness. And, of course, it leads right up to Christ's coming. Verse 20, and pray that your flight may not be in the winter or on the Sabbath. Yes, people will still be keeping God's Sabbath. Watch world events and prepare to flee. You need to understand these events. You need to hear this program, to watch it. You need to get Tomorrow's World magazine. You need to get these booklets. You need to prove these things and to study this book as you have never done. Keep your eyes on the Temple Mount. Keep your eyes on Jerusalem. Will a completed temple or just an altar be built there? There are going to be sacrifices. Watch for animal sacrifices. Exciting times, very exciting times lie just ahead in your life. Notice now back in Daniel again, just after describing all these events, Daniel 12. At that time, Michael shall stand up, the great prince who stands watch over the sons of your people. And there shall be a time of trouble such as never was since there was a nation, even to that time. And at that time, your people will be delivered, everyone who's found written in the book. And, of course, those who are faithful to God most of all. And many of those who sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life and some to shame and everlasting contempt. Those who are wise, are you wise, my friends? Are you listening carefully? Those who are wise shall shine like the brightness of the firmament, and those who turn many to righteousness like the stars forever. Is that your future? To be a king and a priest in God's kingdom, those who have their heart in giving this message to others, those who have their heart in what Christ is doing, will shine like the stars forever and ever. We must all be truly close to the God of the Bible to know and to understand where to flee, how to be protected, how to be blessed by the great God. Again, my friends, be sure to write or call now and request your copy of our booklet. 14 signs announcing Christ's return will be sent to you absolutely free. No cost, no obligation, no follow-through, no begging for money. 14 signs is a virtual roadmap of major events that lie just ahead in your lifetime. So call now and request our vital booklet on 14 signs. That's all you need. Just call the toll-free number on the screen right now.
This informative booklet is yours absolutely free. No cost, no obligation. If you call this toll-free number, 1-800-934-5579. That's 1-800-934-5579. Or send your request to Tomorrow's World, P.O. Box 3800, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28227. With this offer, you will also receive your free subscription to Tomorrow's World magazine, full of timely articles and unique insights on today's important issues. Tomorrow's World magazine keeps you up to date with world trends, Bible prophecy, and the very meaning of life itself. Tomorrow's World. Call now.
Finally, my friends, we all need to be spiritually ready for the events which will soon be taking place. Notice Jesus' inspired instructions about these very things. Turn with me to Luke 21 again, and beginning in verse 28. Now when these things begin to happen, look up and lift up your heads, because your redemption draws near. Christ is coming. And he spoke to them a parable. Look at the fig tree. When it's beginning to bud, you know summer is near. So you likewise, when you see these things happening, know that the kingdom of God is near. Assuredly I say to you, this generation will by no means pass away till all things are fulfilled. And frankly, these things are already beginning to occur to a certain degree. We have to watch and be sure. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will by no means pass away. But take heed to yourselves, lest your heart be weighed down with carousing, drunkenness, and the cares of this life, lest that day come on you unexpectedly. Don't let yourself get all involved with the cares of this life and living it up and having fun in the wrong way. Walk with God. Study this book. Pray. Ask God for understanding. Watch and pray, Jesus said, for it will come as a snare on all those who dwell on the face of the earth. Watch, therefore, and pray always, that you may be counted worthy to escape these things that will come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man. Again, my friends, be sure to call or write and request your free copy of this vital booklet. This is a powerful booklet. 14 signs announcing Christ's return. Be sure to ask for the booklet. 14 signs. That's all you need. And tune in every week to Tomorrow's World program. On this program, you'll gain precious information and insights available nowhere else. John O'Gwen, Richard Ames, and I will give you understanding of current events and of the exciting prophecies of tomorrow's world. See you right here next week.
This informative booklet is yours absolutely free. No cost, no obligation. If you call this toll-free number, 1-800-934-5579. Or send your request to Tomorrow's World, P.O. Box 3800, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28227. We invite you to visit our webpage at tomorrowsworld.org. The preceding program is produced by the Living Church of God.